Yeah, well, you know, it's been a pleasure to serve on the city council for the last 2 years. And time again, when we've seen issues come up, I see that our current mayor is addressing what I see as more national issues, and we're ignoring the local issues. We've got issues right here in Jackson with our roads and with our water, and I think our city council needs to focus on that. Yeah, there's a big difference on the two different plans. When our mayor and councilwoman and the Sixth Ward first came up with a plan, they had a complete roads plan. That would fix every road in Jackson, and that sounds great. That's what the people want. But then they came up with the plan A that is only the 5 mils, and it keeps special assessments. There's two problems there. One, special assessments are a way to, I think, unfairly overly tax people of lesser incomes with a lower home value. Also, with only a 5 mils up front, because the first plan, plan A, would require an additional millage 7 years from now, the initial plan would only pay to fix about half the roads. So then we have to decide, well, if we've got this total roads plan, which half of the roads are we going to fix? 7 years from now, once we've fixed half the roads, who's going to vote to spend more money to fix the other half? So I don't think that the plan A is really a complete roads plan anymore, because, again, it's only going to fix about half the roads. Now, the second plan, plan B, is a little bit more, but I think it's a true and actual price tag. 13.5 mils is what it would cost to fix all the roads. If the city of Jackson wants to make that a priority to get all the roads fixed in the next 20 years, that's what it costs.
Can you live with that?
Me as a person, I would, yeah. As an individual voter, I would vote yes. I think having our roads fixed over the next 20 years would be great, and especially when it's all the roads. We're not picking which half of the city is going to get new roads and which half doesn't, especially because with either of them, everyone pays the millage price. So if we're going to have a plan that fixes all the roads, then we need to make sure that plan includes the money to fix all of the roads.